The first, and perhaps most famous, strategic hurdle was the stalling of the invasion of Britain. Luftwaffe had driven the British Air Force to the brink of collapse during the Battle of Britain. In spite of all odds, the Royal Air Force had prevailed. As described in Wikipedia, on the 24th of August 1940, Luftwaffe night bombers aiming for RAF airfields drifted off course and accidentally destroyed several London homes, killing civilians. This resulted in a rapid escalation, starting with UK Prime Minister Winston Churchill's bombing of Berlin on the next night, followed by regular German bombing of British towns until the following spring, and British bombing of German centers until the end of the war. It is commonly claimed that Hitler's emotional focus on bombing London had diverted the Luftwaffe from finishing off the RAF. But the possibility of a successful invasion of Britain, called Operation Sea Lion, was still very real. Why didn't Hitler push the invasion at that time? Extremely high risks, difficult logistics, and the prospect of facing a determined and effective people on their home soil must all have been factors. And as with Dunkirk, perhaps Hitler was again showing a strange affinity for the British and an intense dislike of the idea of destroying them. But was there something more to it than this? Something dwarfing all other considerations? We shall return to that question shortly.